Hi, St. Louis. This is the roofer for Lane House Construction, and I want to thank everyone that has supported us over the last 10 years. With your help, we have grown to become a nationally ranked exterior remodeling company. We currently hold 3 Angie's List Super Service Awards for roofing, siding, and windows. Qualified Remodeler ranks Lane House in the top 500 nationwide at 327, up from 414 last year. For roofing, siding, windows, or gutters, call Lane House Construction, 314-845-2166 or lanehouseconstruction.com.
Experience the Weinstrasse on Missouri's most scenic roadway for an afternoon of fine wine and relaxation at 4 exceptional family-owned wineries. Visit Sugar Creek and Defiance and Augusta, Montel, and Balducci wineries in Augusta. Sample their award-winning wines and specialty foods with free wine tastings and live entertainment. It's only a short drive from St. Louis and St. Charles County on Highway 94. So, for a weekend getaway or a weekend outing, make plans to travel to the Missouri Weinstrasse soon.
Football is back, and so is Touchdown to Cash at Casino Queen. Every Tuesday through Saturday, correctly pick 2 games and receive $20 in Royal Free Play valid the following Sunday. Plus, you'll be entered to win $1,000 in Royal Free Play in the weekly drawing on Sundays at 4:30. Touchdown to Cash is back, so get into the game and join the fun all season long at Casino Queen. See Queen's Club for details. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
For a second opinion on all your investment needs, call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650 or go to markandjason.com.
A man walks down the street. He says, "Why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle of rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard. Bone digger, bone digger. Dogs in the moonlight."
Good afternoon, 5:15 at the large morning show in the afternoon. Big 5:50 KTRS. It is good to have you along on this Thursday afternoon. Bill Cleveland in for Frank Opinion, taking the day off. Actually, he's taking some time to be with his family. That's great. He's a had an opportunity to spend, I guess, about 4 days today, tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday with his family, and they're all out, I believe, in Las Vegas, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
So, good for him. He'll be back with you on Monday.
I'm sure he'll have nothing to talk about on
Probably Monday. Probably not. I'm actually surprised he hasn't called in today to tell us about something going on. Let's do a quick round of introductions, and then we'll take your calls at 314-969-KTRS. Or toll-free, 1-888-550-KTRS. First up, running the control boards today, spinning the hits. As always, here he is, everybody, Eon the Peon.
Hi, Bill. It's great to be here, buddy.
All right.
Buddy.
Buddy. Buddy. Threw a buddy in there.
Yeah. Come on.
He's got to shake it up a little bit.
Yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, here she is, Tina Dalpiez.
Thank you, Bill. It's great to be here, partner.
Partner. Oh, gosh. And here, ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Dan Strauss.
Fabulous to be here, Bill.
He was trying to come up with
it. Yeah. And he couldn't.
All
right.
They were all dirty.
As Paul Simon fades off into the background. By the way, I think he was in town recently, or he was.
He's coming.
He's coming to town.
Yeah.
Well, I've seen him one time. It was Paul Simon and Art Garfunkel. Simon and Garfunkel, obviously. And man, what a great show. And unfortunately, I like a lot of Paul Simon's solo music.
Oh, see, I'm the total opposite.
Oh, you like you prefer Simon and Garfunkel?
Yes, yes.
See, I like both.
His solo stuff I was never a big fan of. So
like Kodachrome and
oh, yeah, some of that, but no, I'm talking about later, you know, the
No. I like the early
80s
stuff.
80s on,
Kodachrome, My Mama Loves Me. What's that song called?
Loves Me Like a Rock.
Loves Me Like a Rock. You like that one?
Yeah.
That's a good one. And the one you just played, that's, what is that one?
You Can Call Me Al.
Call Me Al, yeah. He's got a lot of good songs.
Chevy
songs.
Chase in the video with him in that one.
And the cool thing about that concert, it was 4 or 5 years ago, and the opening act was the Everly Brothers. I mean, and that's, you know, that's old school, but it's still neat that they're number one, they're still alive.
Are they both alive?
Yeah, it was Don and Phil Everly, the Everly Brothers, and they were the opening act for Simon and Garfunkel. It was really neat. Here in St. Louis?
The Everly Brothers.
I think you're thinking of the Isley Brothers.
Oh, the Isley Brothers.
Yeah, yeah. No, it was really, really cool because they were, you know, in the early 50s, they were kind of one of the, you know, groups that kind of got it all started, rock and roll started. So that was neat. But all right, there you go. We'll take your calls. As I mentioned, here are the numbers, 314-969-KTRS, toll-free, 1-888-550-KTRS. Anything on your mind? We would love to chat with you. Now, holding through the break, how long? 20 minutes?
Yeah. You can call him Al, too.
Hey, look at that.
Hey, how about that? Al has been holding for a very long time, and I bet this is going to be good. Al, what's up? Good afternoon.
I feel so special. I feel like I have my own song now.
Yes.
How about that?
That's why he played it.
Just for you today, buddy.
Well, I am AM to the PM.
Hallelujah.
And just before we went to break, I did a real quick investigation. I searched Lauren Johnson on Facebook.
Oh, okay.
And there is a Lauren Johnson in the St. Louis area who went to school in the St. Louis area, who does have a sister named Mary Beth, so she might have actually went thinking it was her sister that had won it. And
wow.
You know,
man, you did do some investigating.
Not having any intent, you know. She probably went honestly thinking that her sister went. I'm just playing devil's advocate.
Mm.
And
Or she knew that her sister's name was really Mary Beth,
and
who knows?
Or it could be that, too. So just playing devil's advocate.
Yeah. All right. Well, Al, nice investigative work there. You work for the FBI or something? Secret Service, maybe?
No, actually, I'm a limo driver that calls in every now and then.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, very good. Thanks a lot. Al, you have a great day, all right?
You too.
Thanks, Al. Wow. Investigative stylings there of Al.
Wow, yeah.
It could have been totally harmless.
You know what? I bet that was Al Johnson. This is Jim. Hello, Jim.
Oh, this is Tim the trucker. How are you today?
Hey, Tim. How are you?
Oh, just enjoying you guys' musical broadcast. I love Simon and Garfunkel. They're one of the best groups, especially that song they sing, Land Down Under. And what's the other one?
The Land Down Under?
Don't they sing that one? Land Down Under.
That was
Men
at Work.
Land Down Under.
Oh,
that was Men at Work.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, my bad.
I like that song too. That's a good song, Jim or Tim. Sorry.
Well, I'm AM in the PM.
All right.
Hallelujah. Yeah, you can talk to Frank Tun to have a good time. It was good talking to y'all.
All right. Thanks a lot, Tim. Men at Work, right? Yeah. And we had one other pretty big hit. I can't remember what it was.
Overkill was one, and then
Who Can It Be Now? Yeah, that's the other one. Who Can It Be Now? I want to mention my sponsor that sponsors my Bill Cleveland segment every afternoon, Laclede Cab. I didn't do a segment today, but I mentioned yesterday to these guys in the room, and I can tell you guys on the air, it was kind of funny. Usually Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, for whatever reason, sometimes things go a little long here, and then I am bumped into the Playhouse. In fact, it's not that unusual for Dan Strauss at about 5 to 5 to pick up the phone and say, Billy, can you go in the Playhouse?
Right.
I can't tell you how many times I've heard, Bill, can you go in the Playhouse? So I just sort of assume now, with the last few months, I just sort of assume that I'm probably going to be on after 5 o'clock. So yesterday, about 4:15, I thought I had a little opportunity to lay down, just take a real quick nap, and I set my alarm. Otherwise, I won't get up, and I set my alarm, and so I thought, yeah, take 20 minutes, 20, 25 minutes, I'll lay down, and I did. And the alarm went off, and then I hit what I thought was the snooze button, but I turned the alarm off, and I went back to sleep, and I was completely out. And when I woke, and I always put the phone on silent, because my phone has email or text messages and, of course, calls, and if you don't put that thing on silent, it's every 12 seconds it's bing, ding, 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 every, you know, so I turn it off so that nothing interrupts me, and I woke up and it was 5:05, and I went into complete panic mode thinking that I had missed. Slept through the segment, and then, of course, thankfully.
We should have told you you did.
You probably should have.
Yes, I would have.
But I called Dan, and I was in a complete panic, and I said, man, I am so sorry. I slept through this. And he says, oh, no, we want you to go on at 5:15. So I didn't miss it after all, but I want to thank Laclede Cab. They've been my sponsor for a very, very long time. Laclede Cab, the official AM and the PM cab company, and they are all very nice, nice people over there. In fact, one of the guys from Laclede Cab played on our softball team, Sam, this summer. So I get to know those folks pretty well. It's kind of funny when I will meet people once in a while out and about. In fact, just a couple of weeks ago, I was getting my hair cut, and this guy says, oh, you're the cab driver that tells jokes. And I said, no, I am not a cab driver. I do tell jokes, but not a cab driver. But thanks again to the good folks at Laclede Cab. We'll take your calls. Anything you want to kick around? A couple of stories in the news today. I saw this before we went on the air. You know, Justin Bieber has got a friggin' Batmobile. Did you see?
Yes.
He's got his own Batmobile. That's how you know you've made it in the world, when you can have your own Batmobile.
I believe it's a modified. I think it's a modified Cadillac XT. The CTS. I think it's
still
been modified
it
to look like it.
Still looked like a Batmobile.
Does it look like the movie Batmobile or the TV series Batmobile?
Well, not the old '60s Batmobile. No,
that was a cool Batmobile.
Really?
I like that better than the movie Batmobile.
The CTS has some sharp edges, so I think it's like the newer one.
Oh. Yeah. Why would you like the TV one? What's better about the TV one versus the movie one?
I
thought the movie one looked...
He's probably nostalgic about
it. Yeah, and I like the way the TV one looks.
Takes you back to your childhood?
Yeah, it does. I like the way the TV one
looks.
Zap!
Boom!
Pow!
Boom! Yeah.
Burt Ward used to live in Corona, California, where I went to high school.
Burt Ward.
Yeah. Really? Robin? That was your crush?
Yeah. I know, Sad.
And Robin. Let's see. You know, the... CBS had their big ongoing thing with Janet Jackson. You all remember. What year was that, by the way? Remember the wardrobe malfunction?
I want to say 1999, maybe. 10 years
ago. Has it been that long? Wow.
It's been at least 10 years.
2004. Here we go.
Oh, 2004 really?
2004 Super Bowl. Longer. The infamous wardrobe malfunction. And CBS, they've won. They had a FCC.
It's still been going on in court?
FCC's been trying to get them to pay all this money. They wanted to find, I guess, about $550,000. I don't know if that was just for CBS, like the network, or if they were going to find every station down the line that play. I mean, it's stupid. I mean, give me a break. Did you ever see it? Did you see it live?
Yes, I did see it live.
See, I never saw it live. After the fact, they covered everything up, unfortunately. Didn't get to see it. But apparently, in the latest case, CBS has won that lawsuit. And
wasn't it pierced?
No, she had a thing around her thing.
Thing
around the area.
It looked like
area.
Like, let's say the part of her body was like the center of the sun, and the thing around it had like
the center of the sun.
The rays?
It was like a metal thing where there were silver rays all around it.
And that was on it? Like stuck on it?
Yeah, like a cuff link.
You probably find it on like a cuff link.
I don't know what. Yeah.
So then you really didn't see
just a cover.
Except the cuff link.
No.
Well,
you just
really
kind of saw that. And
you really want to find it. I'm sure it's online somewhere.
Poking out.
Let's talk to Bill.
Hello.
Hello, Bill. What's up?
Well, first off, I'm AM into PM.
Right.
And it was interesting hearing last hour Mary Beth Johnson on the air, because I have a daughter whose name used to be Mary Beth Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
She's now married and has a different last name. But she also has a sister named Lauren.
Whoa!
Obviously, that increased my interest when I was hearing Mary Beth talk about her situation.
Wow. So, now, Bill, we should probably mention, because a lot of people have just gotten their cars and have turned to the station. Now, we had a young woman last hour. Her name was Mary Beth Johnson. She's an up-and-coming country music singer, plays a lot of concerts around St. Louis, getting ready to move to Nashville, wants to be a big country music star, and she was... picked to be on America's Got Talent as a, you know, to audition for one of the judges, and she won a pass from another radio station, and a young woman, apparently went in and took her pass, stole her pass, we assume, and posed as her sister and took her pass, and that's what we were talking about. And so you have a Mary Beth and a Lauren in the family.
That is correct. So I just wanted to kind of, you know, defend my daughter's honor.
Clear their names.
So it wasn't her.
So Lauren didn't go try out for America's Got Talent.
Lauren would have done that dishonestly on behalf of her sister. And my daughter, Mary Beth, while she thinks she can sing at a karaoke night, I don't think she would qualify and make it on America's Got Talent.
All right. We're absolving Bill's Mary Beth and Lauren.
Yeah, well,
all
this
right.
Mary Beth really, really can sing, so...
So we just want to make sure that my daughter's names aren't disparaged.
All right. It is done, sir. Thank you. That's funny. Thanks, Bill. Let's talk to Rick. Hi, Rick.
Hi. How are you guys today?
Rick, never been better, man.
AM and PM. Hallelujah. Hey, Janet Jackson, just thing that you were talking about earlier, it reminded me of what I never heard any more about what happened to Channel 2, if they got in trouble for the 30, 45 second bare butt guy standing there with the tall interview.
What, now, which one was this?
The one after Game 3 of the Cardinals, when they were interviewing Dottel, is that how you say his name?
Uh-huh. Dottel.
Oh, Dottel, yeah.
You saw it. They showed his butt on TV?
There was another player in the
back. Oh, no. You know, it was
30, 45 seconds. I mean, it showed this guy in the locker room standing there butt naked.
It was Dave Duncan, the pitching coach.
It was Dave?
It was Dave Duncan behind Dotel.
Dave Duncan was naked?
Yes. Dave Duncan walked out, I guess, walked out of the shower, and he dropped his towel, and he was behind Dotel.
Oh, my gosh. But it was just the backside.
It was just his backside, and then he put his pants on.
Showed him bending over, and he was bending over and reaching up. And
oh, my goodness.
Like, wow. The cameraman was right there. Why he couldn't have turned just a little bit, it just seemed like that was kind of inappropriate, considering it was there for about 30 seconds or more.
Well, Rick, I got to tell you, I had the opportunity after the first game of the World Series to be in the locker room at Busch Stadium, and I'm telling you what, I know any sports guy is going to go, big deal, this happens all the time, but I'm telling you what, for the first time you walk in there, and all the baseball players get completely naked in front of you, that is it's so strange.
Yeah, it's their locker room.
It is.
You're in their space.
Absolutely. Yeah. It is their locker room, and I bet that's exactly what happened. It's like, whatever, this is our, you know, it's what we do every day.
For some reason, I don't think a man's backside is an FCC violation, because remember that happened with Dennis Franz
on NYPD Blue.
That was a big deal when he. So I don't know if.
Well, I asked my wife what it was around midnight when that happened, because I was looking at the clock, and I backed it up and told my wife, said, "Come and listen to this this interview and tell me what you think." And she comes in and she sees this, she goes, "Oh my God!" She said, "Well," she goes, She said, "I know it's not one of the players because it's too wrinkly and too saggy of a butt."
that was Dave Duncan.
Oh, man. That's like a 60-year-old butt.
Sorry about that, Dave.
Poor Dave.
But thanks a lot, guys. I enjoy your show. Just saw a comment.
Thanks, Rick. Appreciate it.
And apparently Dave goes commando because somebody else called and said that they saw that. And he just put his pants on. He didn't put it in underwear on after that.
I could have gone the rest of my life not knowing that Dave Duncan doesn't wear underwear.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Thank you, Dan, for that.
Little tidbit.
Yeah, little fun fact.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm not sure I'm
fun, fun
use
fact.
That on your first trivia show this weekend, Bill.
Actually, we're off this weekend. Our first show was last weekend.
Your first show
weekend.
Is delayed?
No, it was last weekend was our first show. And tomorrow, or should I say Saturday, is this Friday? This is not Friday.
No,
this is Thursday.
Even at Christmas.
We're going to have a fun fact from the locker room every day.
Bro. Yeah.
Mizzou game's on
what
this week.
What pitching coach in the major leagues does Those not
commando.
Wear underwear?
So before I came in here, I was checking my Facebook, and people will post all kinds of crap on there. And one of the things that people will post, I guess they have all these different little applications and stuff. You know, such and such voted on this, such and such answered a question about this person, all this stuff. So I saw one today, and this is somebody that we all know, or at least Dan and I know in the room here. And this guy answered a question, a poll question. And so I looked at it, and I clicked on it, I looked a little closer, and it was about NPR. NPR, you know, National Public Radio.
Right.
Now tell me if this doesn't get you excited. This was the show topic this afternoon on NPR. I am not making this
NPR
up.
NPR was having a listener poll.
A listener poll. This is what they were talking about. I am not making this up. The question was, do you use one space or two after a period?
Boy, that is thought provoking.
I am telling you, I am not making that
one
up.
Space.
Do you use one space or two after a period? That was on today's show on NPR. So, I am really upset that I was not listening to that. By the way, do you use one space or two space after a period?
I don't think Tina has periods anymore.
Well, nope. I know I'm not that kind
of punctuation.
One tampon. It all depends.
You use depends? What?
It depends on the mood.
Oh, really?
One space or two.
You change it up?
Yep.
I've always used one space. I thought that was the correct way.
No, I think it's two spaces after a period.
I think I use one space.
It's two.
Oh, brother.
Welcome to NPR.
It's one? I thought it was two.
I feel embarrassed now that everybody knows that about me now.
Matter.
Oh, my goodness.
Good grief. What else? One other thing. This is from CNN Money. Waiting for the cable guy costs this country, how much do you think, in lost productivity, do you think the United States loses each year because of waiting for a cable guy?
$14 billion.
How many hours or what?
No. We're
money.
Talking
money.
Yeah, in dollars.
Man hours.
And Dan is actually on the low end.
Really?
It's more than, oh my goodness. No,
billion?
$38 billion a year.
Because they'll be there between 8 and 5. Or
yeah, yeah, we'll be there between 8 and 5. People have, they take off a day of work, you know, sit around, wait, and wait, and wait, and wait. And apparently a lot of productivity lost in this country. And let's see, about $37.7 billion in 2011. That's according to one of the Zogby polls. That's
Mary knows how many spaces after a period.
Oh, well, I think Mary must have been listening to NPR today. Hey, Mary, what's up?
Hey. In typing class in high school, which was many years ago, the official way to do it for secretaries and when you learn to type was two spaces after a period, one space after a comma. Mm. But with texting and everything, it seems like most people use one space now after periods, but it was always two.
Yeah, you're right.
In class, it was always taught two.
I remember from my keyboarding class, because the teacher would always say, ASDFG space, HJKL semicolon space.
Yeah, you can tell how old someone is. You can tell how old someone is, Mary, when they say
typing class. Yeah.
Typing and keyboarding class.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do they not, I guess, do they not have that? Why wouldn't you have keyboarding?
They do. They do have keyboarding.
They do have keyboarding, but this was typing.
Typing, okay.
Typing
I'm
class
sorry.
In high
yeah.
school.
Okay.
So, right.
so yeah. now what
well,
is...
this is late 70s.
And so the definitive answer here is how many spaces?
She's saying two.
She's saying two.
I'm sticking with one.
It's two.
I'm Why always, change now, Keon?
I'm anti-establishment.
All right. Thanks, Mary.
Okay, bye. Right,
there you go.
Fight the system.
Now I see why they had the poll question.
Well, sure.
Very riveting conversation.
I'm getting fired up about it now. I want to go punch a two-space person in the face.
Oh, good grief. All right, let's go ahead and take a break, shall we? We'll come back. Mike Evans will join us here in a little bit. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
Traffic sponsored by John Beale Roofing, and here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oakland in traffic. Tim?
Now I know why NPR needs government assistance to stay on the air.
What? Do you use one space or two space?
You know what? In writing emails and that, I always use one. It looks okay to me.
Well, you're wrong.
Green space, blue space.
It looks good to me. That's what counts, right?
That's right. Okay.
All right, this traffic report brought to you by 1-800-SAFE-AUTO. You probably have a Sirius smartphone. Why not use it to call Safe Auto for immediate state minimum coverage? You can pay with a credit card. 1-800-SAFE-AUTO, state minimum coverage, maximum savings. Southbound 55 running slow between Arsenal and Gasconade, again between Bayless and Lindbergh. Westbound 44 heavy from the Merrimack River Bridge to Bowles. Westbound 70 slow from Jennings Station through Air Flight, and then you've got stop-and-go traffic. 94 through T.R. Hughes. Eastbound 270 stacks up McDonald through New Florissant. We have an accident at East Rock Creek Road at Old Lee Mayferry Road. Also, there's a power outage at New Halls Ferry and West Florissant causing problems with the lights. And southbound 141, it is jammed up between Big Bend and 44. And this report's also brought to you by your Greater St. Louis Area Toyota dealers. Toyota owners, with Toyota, dependability comes standard. Keep your Toyota dependable by visiting your local St. Louis Toyota dealer for factory-recommended service performed by Toyota technicians. With your or from the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The McGraw Show.
Sam Donaldson, always a pleasure.
Good morning, McGraw.
Weekday mornings at 6.
What are your thoughts on Kim Kardashian, her marriage only lasting 72 days?
Oh, that kid. I don't know what happened, but she's filed for divorce, irreconcilable difference. Now, that's that catch-all phrase. It could mean, hey, I don't like your hangnail, or, boy, have you done terrible things. Maybe she's bored.
The Big 550.
I think Herman Cain should go out with Kim Kardashian.
KTRS. The Big 550 is your home for everything Mizzou, especially on Mizzou Mondays this fall. Tune in this Monday night from 6 to 9 for Mizzou Monday, live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City with John Hadley. We'll recap the last game, preview the next game, and for everyone at Friendly Sports Bar and Grill, we'll have more fun off the air. Mizzou Mondays, live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City. Brought to you by Dos Lunas Tequila and the Big 550 KTRS.
The last 3 years, we've been literally in hundreds of homes replacing wood balusters with iron.
George Thomas, the owner of Thomas Stairs.
And without exception, the change has been incredibly dramatic.
Thomas Stairs, St. Louis's original baluster replacement system, can make your home a safer place, updating it to conform with today's building codes.
I know a lot of people probably feel that this isn't for them because they don't have a big staircase, but you'd be surprised at how many of the jobs jobs that we do are just simple 10-foot pieces of rail that where the stairs lead into the basement. I'd say the best thing to do is go to our website at thomasstairs.com, check us out there, and give us a call for a free evaluation. We'll be happy to come out to your house and let you know what your options are.
To see the quality and safety that Thomas Stairs can add to the character of your home, go to thomasstairs.com.
The best way to solve any problem is usually the simplest and most straightforward. After all, the shortest distance between two points is a straight line. That's why when your foundation starts cracking or sinking, you need PermaJack, the patented foundation stabilizing system. Steel piers are hydraulically driven to give your home a foundation it can stand on. A foundation that is solid as rock. PermaJack is the simple system. A small crew can install it in only a few days without major excavation or heavy equipment. PermaJack is the straightforward system. A small hole is dug next to your foundation wall, the PermaJack bracket is attached to the footing, a hydraulic pump forces a sturdy steel pier down into the earth as far as necessary, and the hole is refilled. PermaJack is the best system. Each pier is load tested under pressure to be certain your foundation is securely supported. There's no competition. Other systems just can't match the simplicity, reliability, and economy of PermaJack, the original. PermaJack, solid as rock.
Call PermaJack today at 636-225-2553.
Your new smile is a day away. Dentures and Dental Services of Arnold can provide you with a full set of dentures in one day starting at $299. Just $299 for a quality set of dentures. A new set of dentures for an all-star smile. Call Dentures and Dental Services now. 636-287-9331. They also offer premium dentures at a fraction of the cost. That number again is 636-287-9331. Their general dentistry office. Complete exams, crowns for $6.95, bridges and partials $39 for simple extractions with immediate dentures. Hit a home run today. Trust your dental care to the caring staff at Dentures and Dental Services of Arnold. In most cases, they accept and file your insurance for you. Providers are general dentists and not specialists. Thomas J. Kennedy of Missouri DDS PC and Associates. Don't wait. Call today. 636-287-9331. You're all Star Smile is a day away.
At the JCPenney biggest sale of them all this Friday and Saturday, save big with 6-hour steals extra early Saturday from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Find 60% off coats, 60% off all blankets and throws, and an extra 20% off gold jewelry, already 70% off. Plus, with JCP Cash, get $10 off when you spend just $25. No exclusions. Unlike other stores, we don't make you come back to save. Go to jcp.com to see everything on sale. JCPenney. Some exclusions apply on sale offers. For inside JCPenney, not participating offers end November 5th.
I'll bet you have a drawer full of old jewelry sitting at home that you don't know what to do with. Dump that out on your bed and sort it into two piles. Things that have sentimental value and another pile that, could go either way. I'm Matt McCormick. I'll take that pile of questionable jewelry and sort it into the things that have value and the things that don't. You might be surprised how much it's actually worth at Missouri Coin Company. And while you're at it, bring your coins, currency, and watches to Missouri Coin Company. We're a mile east of 270 on Manchester.
The Missouri Coin Company.
Mike Shannon celebrates his 40th anniversary of his post-player relationship with the St. Louis Cardinals at the National Kidney Foundation's 25th annual Feast Gala, Saturday, November 5th at the Four Seasons Hotel, starting at 6 p.m. Proceeds from this event will support the 26 million Americans living with chronic kidney disease and will help increase awareness for the other 20 million Americans who are at an increased risk of developing kidney disease. For more information about the National Kidney Foundation or the Feast Gala, log on to kidneyemo.com.
Hi there, it's Frank, and I don't think there are too many people who can say what I'm about to say. I have gone to the same dentist for 38 years. How about that? You know something else that few other people can say? It'd be, hi, I'm Frank O'Pinion. I think I might be the only one that can say that, too. Seriously, 38 years, the same dentist, Ballast Dental Care. I still remember the name of the lady I worked with who recommended Ballast Dental Care to me. I'd been married 2 years. You kind of set up housekeeping. You have a husband. You have a wife, and you have a little family on someday. And now you're a grown adult, and you got to find. You can't let your parents find the dentist for you anymore. So this lady I work with says, "Oh, I have a wonderful dentist, and the clinic. Here's the name, Ballast Dental Care." I went, and 38 years later, I'm still going there. And I think, for many of you, this is the dentist you thought never existed. This is the clinic you thought you'd never find. Do me a favor, check their website, ballastdentalcare.com. It's an easy place to get to, corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. no more fear, no more anxiety, no more reluctance. In fact, it is possible to actually look forward to your checkup. I'm telling you, it's possible. Ballast Dental Care.
How did I know that was coming? As soon as I heard the opening. All right, Dan, go ahead. You don't know me, but I'm your brother. The Michael McDonald twins, everybody. Speaking of Michael, Mike Evans will be joining us in just a few moments. Let's take some calls, shall we? First, Heather is right here. Hi, Heather.
Hi.
How you doing, Heather?
I'm great. I have an answer to the one space or two space question.
Okay, go ahead.
There are actually two answers. In a business format, like if you're typing a business letter,
yeah,
it's two spaces behind the period. But okay, if you're writing a college essay, according to MLA guidelines, it's one space.
What if I'm sending Tina an email? Then what?
Anything goes.
I would use two.
Two.
You ever have those papers in high school that had to be a certain amount of pages long?
Yeah.
And I'd take like four spaces.
Then you double space and triple space. And
quadruple space.
However many spaces you can get in there so it doesn't look like you're trying to cheat.
That's right.
Now, how are you an authority on this?
Well, because I work in an office and I go to school.
All right.
In the secretarial arts.
All right. So you have some credentials.
Business.
You got some credentials. All right.
I kind of know what I'm talking about.
All right. Hey. Well, Heather, thanks for calling NPR. We appreciate it.
Okay. Thanks.
Right.
Bye-bye.
See you later. Okay. Actually, I'm talking too loud to be on NPR. I believe you have to talk like this.
That's right, Bill. We have another caller waiting, Bill. Would you like to talk to Steve?
Let's go to line two, shall we? Steve, welcome to the show. How you doing?
Hey, I've never heard that Michael McDonald song done as a duet with a wounded animal before.
Well, hard to tell which was which.
You'll never have to either.
Hey, again, you know how you guys do like personalize your product endorsements, like that lead in from Frank with the Ballast Dental Care.
Mm-hmm.
I would think that something would be a good fit for you guys to pick up some like hand lotion or skin moisturizer or something, because certainly your hands have got to be very chapped this week from all the hand wringing over the Kardashian divorce.
Oh, boy. You couldn't be more true there, Steve.
All the hand-wringing and the pacing. Yes.
The hand-wringing, yeah.
And the pacing the floor.
Yeah, you're right, Steve. I haven't been able to sleep. You know what? I was just telling Tina a few moments ago, I haven't slept well for the past. You know what? That's got
to
be it.
You were trying to figure out the
reason.
That's
got to be it.
This has got to, yeah.
That has got to be it. All right. Well, Steve, thank you very much for that idea. We'll take it up with Frank when he gets back.
All right.
See you, Steve. I think Steve thought he actually was calling NPR. All right. Are we going to Hollywood? Are we ready to go here?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. I wonder if Mike's on any NPR stations. Probably not, huh?
I'm guessing no.
Head out to Hollywood, Southern California. That's where we'll find Mike Evans, and he is brought to you every afternoon by the good folks at Thompson Price. Thompson Price, kitchens, baths, home, online at thompsonprice.com. Everybody say good afternoon to Mike Evans.
Hi, Mike Evans.
Hello.
Hello, Michael. What's happening, my friend?
Well, we start with a pop quiz question. Who does Johnny Depp say is the funniest man he's ever met? Ricky Gervais, Adam Sandler, Richard Pryor. Answer in just a minute. Well, the jury is about to get the Conrad Murray case. It could happen this afternoon in the next hour. May not happen until tomorrow morning, but by the time we talk tomorrow, there may be a verdict in. The prosecutor, by the way, had a very strong closing argument. Dr. Conrad Murray's attorney's fees are about $600,000.
Oh, man.
But Conrad Murray just sold the rights to his story for a documentary for $600,000.
Break even.
Yeah. It's a wash, yeah. One more court nugget. That 20-year-old woman accusing Justin Bieber of fathering her baby is opening herself up to a possible statutory rape charge. Mm-hmm. Remember, she was 19 at the time. Justin was 16. I don't know about Missouri, but I can tell you for a fact, in California, if a 19-year-old has sex with a 16-year-old, that's statutory rape in this state.
Mm.
She may have some problems.
She's kind of weird looking. They had a couple pictures of her.
Yeah, I got to believe that Justin Bieber, he's going to wander off. He'd be picking somebody a little cuter than her.
And he claimed she claimed it was just backstage at some concert.
Yeah, and I've been backstage at big concerts. There is no backstage at concerts.
Yeah, really?
I mean, it's packed with people. Movie news. I'm hearing great things about Dark Knight Returns, currently shooting in New York and starring Christian Bale as Batman, Anne Hathaway.
Oh, yeah. I love Anne.
Catwoman. Come on now.
I love Anne Hathaway.
Morgan Freeman and Liam Neeson also in this movie. I'm hearing this is going to be one of the biggest movies ever. And talk about big movies, Hollywood studios, agents, managers, everybody else, actors, actresses, falling all over themselves trying to get attached to SEAL. Target Geronimo, the story of killing of bin Laden. The book of the same name drops on Tuesday. So, interesting enough, the film, it may be one of the highest paid for film rights ever. This movie is going through the roof. Steve Carell is about to make even more money. He's going to produce all the movies that he stars in. Currently shooting a movie, a comedy called Ex-Con, where he plays a convict. It's called Conviction. Just the fact that Steve Carell playing a convict is funny, isn't it?
Yeah. I think so.
What's up with 007 actor Roger Moore? Come on now. Roger Moore is saying that he thinks that Daniel Craig is a bad 007, not believable.
How old is Roger Moore now?
Oh, about 80 or something?
Yeah, he's got
and by the way, I think Daniel Craig does a good job.
I'm not into the James Bond movies.
No,
that
never
much.
Been a big fan either.
Yeah, I think he does a good job. Well, they're fairly successful, as you know. TV news, good new show debuting on ABC November 21st. It's called You Deserve It. It's a game show about contestants that win money for needy families. Lots of hidden cameras, lots of drama, lots of tear jerking. All I can tell you is the pilot is really good. You deserve it! I liked it a lot. See what you think.
I hope it's better than... What is the Cedric the Entertainer? That was horrible. Yeah. What was that one called?
Are you sure?
Yeah, are you sure? Sure. Oh,
just
man, that was
brutal.
Bad.
What a horrible host, too.
That's not on anymore, is it?
No, it got canceled.
Oh, okay. Gosh.
Yeah. By the way, what's up with Fox making a big deal about X Factor being renewed and how happy they are with the show? Hey, they had a 3-year deal with X Factor. It was coming back no matter what. X Factor was supposed to have bigger numbers than American Idol. It hasn't even come close. So Fox trying to paint a little lipstick on that pig.
I don't even know. Who are those two people that are next to Simon and Paul?
I have no idea. I lost interest after
Nicole
the third
Scherzinger?
Episode.
I don't know who that is.
There's Pussycat Doll?
I have no idea what that is.
And I'll bet you Idol has big numbers again this year.
Oh, absolutely.
Isn't it Reed? Reed's the other judge, the one
right.
That looks like Randy.
Mm. Yeah, the one that dumped Lady Gaga from his label.
Oh.
Yeah. And finally.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Wrong move.
At least it comes and leaves really quickly, doesn't it, little Billy Clevin?
It'll make me sad, yes.
Too quick.
Every time you
By
leave.
The way, bulletin. Uh-oh. I was at the bulletin for all the St. Louis, Missouri. Uh-oh. We're home of the world champion, St. Louis Cardinals.
Yes, sir.
I will be live in the studio the Friday before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, come on. Right.
Yeah. Walk towards your daddy.
You're coming in just because I'm on here on Fridays, right? That's nice of you.
That's exactly
nice.
Why.
You're a good man.
TV news. Oh, I did that.
Did you say the Friday before Thanksgiving or after Thanksgiving?
Before.
Friday before Thanksgiving, I think he said. You ought to come in and just do the whole show with us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe I will.
Take calls, and that'd be great. That'd be fun.
I'd like that.
Yeah.
Who does Johnny Depp say is the funniest man he's ever met? Ricky Gervais, Adam Sandler, or Richard Pryor?
I'm going to go with Ricky Gervais.
I'm going to go Ricky Gervais.
Ricky Gervais.
It is Ricky Gervais.
Yeah.
And Johnny Depp gets to $10 million a movie, did 2 weeks free work on the television show Life's Too Short just so he could work on the show, which is produced and stars Ricky Gervais. There you go, putting his money where his mouth is.
Man.
Have a great day. Talk to you tomorrow. Mike Evans, I'm live Hollywood. Hey.
How about that? Mike Evans in-studio appearance. Coming soon.
Can't wait.
Friday before Thanksgiving. That's always fun when he comes in. That's Mike Evans, brought to you by Thompson Price, thompsonprice.com. We have to break. This is the Big 550.
With your Golden Oakland in traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Timothy?
Thanks a lot, Tina. Boy, it's a mess out there. You're slow on westbound 4064 now from about Compton out to McCausland. It's going to be slow from Clayton Warson all the way out through, well, it's going to call this, Clayton Warson all the way out to the Boone Bridge. It's not going to be one solid jam, but it is going to be pockets all the way out there. Same thing with westbound 70 from the Blanchett Bridge out through T.R. Hughes running slow. Stop and go on southbound 270. From Page down through Doherty Ferry. Westbound 44, that's just a little bit slow now from the Merrimack River Bridge out through Bowles. Southbound 141 is still jammed from Big Bend to Highway 44. And eastbound 270, that's still jammed up between McDonnell and New Florissant. This traffic report is brought to you by Garmin. Reimagined, redesigned, ready to move you. Check out the all-new 2012 Garmin Newbie Personal Navigators at Garmin.com. That's Garmin.com. Garmin, follow the leader. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is John Shea from the Inside Out Show. Join myself and one of the three amigas this weekend at Snar Hardware, 9800 Clayton Road. If you need something to fix around the house, you're going to be painting, insulating those doors and windows because the winter's coming. Snar Hardware, park right in front. Get free popcorn. Come by and see Frank Blair. That's the Inside Out Show this weekend. We'll be there Saturday from noon to 3 at Snar Hardware, 9800 Clayton Road. See you then.
The Inside Out Show, every Saturday beginning at noon on the Big 550 KTRS.
I want to maintain my lifestyle in retirement.
I don't want to be a financial burden to my children.
Retirement is a long way to go without a paycheck. And regardless of current savings, many people are worried about running out of money. Income Planners of America helps individuals and couples who are tired of volatile market fluctuations and are looking to create and protect a dependable retirement income. It is possible to fully guarantee retirement income for as long as you live. Call Income Planners of America today to set up your free appointment. Income Planners of America will come to you in your home or office and show you how to enjoy retirement without having to resort to working at a burger joint. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 314-454-9700 today. That's 314-454-9700. Or go online to IncomePlannersOfAmerica.com.
Station Trimmer.
Got that?
It only takes a second. Go to Facebook.com and search the Big 550. Then click like on our KTRS Facebook page.
Very shagadelic, baby.
The Big 550 KTRS.
Do you have a leaky roof or any kind of a roofing problem?
If your roof needs a repair, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
Anytime, anywhere, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal. If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal.
Honey, call John Beal.
Attention players, Casino Queen now has $2 blackjack and 25 cent roulette, plus the loosest slots in the country. Have more fun at Casino Queen. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Game subject to availability.
Older engines shouldn't get regular motor oil. If your car has more than 75,000 miles, upgrade to high mileage oil from AutoZone. It's specially formulated to prolong your engine life.
The Big 550. KTRS.
Ooh. Yeah, he said it.
Ooh. Where St. Louis comes to talk.
It's Frank Opinion. I don't know a whole lot about wine. I've said this before. I'm not one of those people that ever goes to a restaurant and says, can I see your wine list? Because if I looked at it, I'd be pretending that I knew what I was looking at. I also don't frequent a lot of wineries. I've been to Napa Valley. I've never been to Italy. I'll tell you where I have been, though. I've been to Chandler Hill. And Chandler Hill Vineyards in Defiance, Missouri, from what I hear, is just about as close as you can get to going to the best wine country in Italy. Now, I can personally compare it to Napa Valley because I've been there, and I will tell you, it is very similar to a lot of the wineries there. Now, what makes this Chandler Hill different than all these other wineries around Augusta and, you know, wherever, St. James? Well, first of all, they're open all year, and it was built and designed to be open all year. Why should you not be able to enjoy a great glass of wine, learn about wine, and have great food just because it's cold? You don't have to give that up when it's cold at Chandler Hill. They have a beautiful room, a tasting room with a giant fireplace that you could park two cars in. I mean, and it's a real big blazing, roaring wood fire. They have people who know what they're talking about. It's a wonderful place if you know nothing about wine and you're having your very first glass, or you have your own wine cellar and you wrote a book on wine. You both will be comfortable and impressed with Chandler Hill. Check their website to see if there are any private events going on. You don't want to get out there and find that, you know, it's somebody's wedding. And they do have a lot of events, but there is plenty of time for you to go and experience this wonderful place called Chandler Hill. First order of business, go to their website, ChandlerHillVineyards.com.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right,
Dean.
Bye, y'all.
Here's to our never